It will catch Hervey and Bennett after Nomads under 19's 2-1 defeat to Airbus under 19's in the Welsh Premier League Development North. Ian, considering we had 70 minutes played with 10 men and the overall performance, do you think we deserve more from that game?
Yeah, you know, I said to the players at half time, I thought, you know, we started the game brightly, we did things right for the first 5 or 10 and then got involved with niggly things and we didn't need to get involved in it. And it sort of spread around the team. That affected us in a big way. Obviously, they had fair dues to them, you know. They had their first two chances and took them both. You know, poor on our part in terms of how easy it happened. But, you know, they've got to learn from that. And I thought with 10 men after 20 minutes, I thought this is going to be a real back against the wall job. And as I said to Jordan, we'll get in half-time, we'll regroup and we'll get a plan sorted for the second half. But, no, to be honest, the first 20 minutes were disappointing in terms of being 2-0 down. But the 70 minutes after that followed, I think the boys were a credit today. I thought the way they dominated large parts the second half, we've completely dominated the half, you know, winning the half 1-0. I think we can feel unfortunate, and I think, you know, they might not agree, but I think they probably will, that overall a draw is probably a fair result today.
We went brought it back to 2-1 about 15-20 minutes to go with Jacob Barrett, a great goal from him, and Connor Harwood as well, unlucky not to get on the score sheet.
Yeah, Connor's turned into this sort of super powerhouse now. You know, he's a third year, he should be that type of player in this league, and we get it from week in, week out. It's just a shame today that, you know, he's not on the receiving end of maybe a little bit more quality into the box, or, you know, he tended to try and make his own luck in sort of when we had 10 players. But, you know, Connor's pleasing. Connor plays well week in, week out for us when he's with us. Hopefully, like to Jacob, who was excellent today. You know, we've had long chats with Jacob throughout the last couple of weeks saying we need to find the old Jacob Barrett, we need to get the old Jacob Barrett back. And I thought today, I thought he was excellent. I thought he deserved a goal for his overall work rate. His quality on the ball was good. He made good decisions. It was nice. It was nice and pleasing for us because we've missed Jacob over the last few weeks, and, you know, he's sort of back to his best in a way, and credit to himself, took his goal brilliantly today.
Going into the final run of the season now, what the lads need to do to make sure they finish this season strong?
I've just reiterated to them, and that's, you know, the four key spells of a game is how you start the game, how you finish the first half, how you start the second half, and how you finish the game. And I think we've got three of the four right today. You know, we ended the first half brilliantly. We started the second half brilliantly. We've ended the second half superbly and getting on the score sheet. But we can't start the game in spells and by making good decisions here, poor decisions there. It's got to be a case of you give ourselves a chance. You know, we found ourselves 2-0 down after 15 minutes, and they were the two chances they had. You know, credit for them, they took them both. But for this group of players to learn, hopefully they will. You know, we've had a couple of different difficult fixtures over the past few weeks, conceded late on against Bangor. We got taught a lesson at Carnarvon 2 weeks ago, and this is another one today. But I think for the 70 minutes, I've just said to the players as well, for 70 minutes they can hold their heads high and don't go home disappointed, because I thought they were absolutely outstanding. When we went down to 10 men, I thought we were the better team. I really do.